Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@neutralmedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the Neutral Medical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us, and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate a new you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing nutriment for healing been available. Anti-aging requires correcting mineral-activated nutraceuticals that jump your gene defects and corrects poor diet to deliver to the cells of building blocks and tools to rejuvenate you. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with young healthy cells to wind back the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at Nutri Medical, that's NutriMedical.com, 24/7, or our order line 888-212-8871, that's 888-212-8871, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Listen to the Nutri Medical Report 2 to 5 Central, Mondays to Fridays. Nutri Medical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages. NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Oral chelation is important to remove heavy metals and to remove by phase 1 and phase 2 detox pathways toxic volatile chemicals from your body. We use Keeler Max oral chelation 2 to 3 capsules morning and bedtime, and Ultra Zeolite non-acid-wash zeolite to remove heavy metals. And for phase 1 and phase 2 detox support, we use our nutraceuticals that can support that, including Life Support, which has phase 2 detox pathway support, as well as our antioxidants, Gamma A+, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of free radicals. And for chelation support also, we use the Ultra Zeolite, what's called Xenoestrogen Detox, that supports the xenoenzyme pathways to remove xenotoxins from the body. Infrared sauna can help as well as Lumen Photon, and the use of our antioxidant water, which is H2-plex hydrogen water, along with antioxidants, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol, Power C+, the most powerful Power C, Cell Defense Plus, and Cell Detox Glutathione. We order at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate, that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .coms, 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Medical Report. We have Dr. Bob Seale from the Continuing Church of God. His website is ccog.org. And Dr. Bob is a functional medicine, nutritional functional medicine doctor, as well as one of the senior church teachers in the CCOG. And of course, they have church planting all over the world. We like to talk about things. One of the things you talked about in previous shows was that the effect of Trump actually causing Europe, or one of the factors causing Europe, along with populism in Austria, Germany, Austria, Hungary, and Italy, of the rise of a trans-European force, and the idea of Europeans now, especially with people like Macron talking about getting, building their own trans-European force, totally separate from NATO. And now, the word out there, and of course the left and the media are going nuts over this, thinking it's impeachable for Trump to say he's thinking about pulling out of NATO. I'm thinking, I remember the very first words when I heard that, it's like, Dr. Bob Teal talked about this, so let's expand on that. This is pretty big stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I've been talking about this for some time. Now, basically, the New York Times reported yesterday that Donald Trump repeatedly talked to his advisors about two issues he's got with NATO.
Right.
Basically, it's two things. One, he doesn't believe that the Europeans pay their fair share. And secondly, he thinks NATO as an institution is pretty much outdated. Now, from one perspective, Donald Trump is right. I mean, let me just, this was in NBC this morning when I'm going to read you these stats here.
Right.
As the U.S. currently spends about $700 billion on defense, which is 4% of the gross domestic product, and the combined spending of the other 28 members, because there's 28 other countries, and combined, by the way, they have an economy bigger than the United States, is about $300 billion. So the United States spends more than twice as much as the other 28 countries put together, and they have more money in total than the United States has. So from
wow.
a budget perspective, I mean, Mr. Trump's position is quite logical. Okay, it's like, hey, look, you know, he's complaining, and he's saying maybe we shouldn't keep doing this. Now, what people, particularly who are not fans of Donald Trump, will point out is that, well, the United States only spends a small amount of its military money on NATO itself. But that's kind of a misnomer, because if anything happens over there, it's because of the technology the United States has been developing, the weapons the United States has been developing. United States troops get deployed a lot. So the reality is the United States really does shoulder the burden of defending the Europeans, and they know it. Now, Donald Trump's not unique in that. Both President Bush's, I believe President Clinton, definitely Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, as well as former U.S. President Barack Obama, all said to the Europeans, you have to spend more money. And they wouldn't really do it particularly, or not much, although they did agree to do some stuff. And they figured out, so who cares? But now you've got a situation with Donald Trump. He keeps bringing it up. And they don't like to hear this.
No.
And furthermore, you mentioned France's President Macron. He went out and said that Europe needs a military, a true European military, and he said that it needs to be able to defend against Russia, China, and the United States. And that, of course, sent Trump into orbit. That was, I think, back in October or November, probably early November, somewhere around early November of last year, he said that. And so the Europeans are thinking they've got to do something. And so long as Donald Trump keeps having things reported. Now, in this latest time, I'm going to defend the president for just a moment. The impression I got is he said something in a meeting, and he probably didn't think what he was speaking in a meeting was going to go out in public. Okay, so I'll defend the fact that, you know, in meetings, I think you should have the right to come up with opinions, and, you know, whether or not you do them or not is the other thing. But the reality is it's in the press again, and even if he didn't say it, the Europeans are thinking, there it goes. We can't trust the United States. We can't trust Donald Trump. We need to do something. Now, a week ago, the Ursula von der Leyen, and I'm probably pronouncing her name wrong, she's the German defense minister. She says that the Europeans are already getting their own military together, and they're already creating a joint force, and she's pushing something that we talked about here once before. It's called PESCO. And if you put the term PESCO in a Google search, you're going to get two different PESCOs. One has to do with some kind of a company in India, which has nothing to do with any of this. But this PESCO, let me say, I'll tell you what it stands for. It stands for Permanent Structured Cooperation. Okay, now that doesn't sound like it's a military organization, but it actually is. It's 25 armies in Europe working together.
And right, and now, by the way, those 25 armies are going to get more and more funding to create a trans-European force, aren't they? And that, by the way, the primary purpose is to prevent nations like Austria, Hungary, and Italy from leaving the Union because they're getting close. In fact, I just talked yesterday to one of my friends in Edmonton, and in, I think it's Ontario, Quebec, they already started a yellow jacket revolt with 1,000 truckers going to Ottawa because of all the craziness of losing free speech in Canada. If you speak against Islam in Canada, you go to jail. If you say certain scriptures in the Bible, you go to jail. And in fact, the totalitarianism, they don't have free speech in Canada. In fact, next week I'll have on the show Dr. Tim Ball, who's a climatologist, and he's been sued by the International Climate Control Commission of the United Nations 8 years ago by one lawyer in three different suits because he opposes their global warming garbage. And people don't realize British Columbia, which doesn't have freedom of speech, in Canada, which doesn't have free speech, allowed the damn lawsuit for 8 years, so they've been pursuing this poor man. So you have to understand what's going on in their Yellow Jacket revolt. It isn't just in France now, it's in Canada, believe it or not. Go ahead.
The one in Canada, I don't know a lot about. I think it was like a gray vest or something. There was something similar.
Well, apparently, according to my friend Blaine up in Edmonton, It's a yellow vest. It's a yellow vest. They call it yellow vest. As Canadians call it yellow vest revolt.
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, getting back to what's going on. What's going on now is that they've already started to do some things. There was a project in November involving France, Belgium, and Cyprus. They're developing what they call a beyond line of sight land battlefield missile system. And they've got something adopted last March that's going to involve Greece, Italy, Slovakia, some type of a prototype European armored infantry fighting vehicle, which you alluded to could be used within Europe as opposed to just somewhere else. Anyway, the German defense minister says some people are saying this isn't really going on, but she said that these countries joined. Not because Brussels told them they had to, but because the benefits are obvious and because it's in Europe's security interest. So we've got the reality now that over in Europe, they're actually starting to put something together. Now, some people will say, well, so what? They're really insignificant. But, you know, those of us from the 20th century, now, I was not around when World War II was going on or World War I, but you look at your history, World War I and World War II, they were powers in Europe were kind of split. Okay, France was on one side and Germany was on the other. And I was reading something else about this again today, and France and Germany are apparently the driving force behind getting this big European army together. And we mentioned France's President Macron. Well, then you've got Angela Merkel, who is the Prime Minister of Germany. She went out and said that they needed a true European army. And she also did something else kind of interesting. And this was in the German press, and I had to find somebody translated. I don't remember who. But basically, she's saying that countries in Europe need to give up their sovereignty. Okay, they can't just be a bunch of nation states. They all have to kind of get together.
Right.
Now, some countries in Europe, particularly the United Kingdom, which that's one of the reasons they voted for Brexit, even though that's a whole other can of worms.
Right.
But you've got countries such as Hungary and Poland and some others over there who are thinking that they don't really want to give up their national sovereignty. But once you get a European army going across, once people are sharing the same currency, once they're sharing the same laws, in essence, that's what's happening. And we know
you're saying,
organized.
Europe is already well on the way, aren't they? Well on the way to becoming, like the Bible says, the rise of the Fourth Reich is in the works, isn't it?
That looks to be, yes.
Yes, indeed. The supercontinent of Europe. Cardiovascular health involves the use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, cardiac and blood vessel inflammation, support mitochondrial function, prevent the development of vascular disease through mitochondrial and vascular protection from homocysteine, heavy metals, volatile chemicals, and oxidized fatty acids, and non-uronal hydroxycholesterol that can cause the formation of foam cells. Nutraceuticals can dramatically improve heart health, such as Cardiovasc, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, Omega Supreme Pro Monoglyceride, the use of anti-free radicals such as ultrathiomine B1, cell detox glutathione, and gamma E+, and the use of magnesium glycinate, the most absorbed tolerant form of magnesium. You can obtain our protocol at NutriMedical.com, plus we can do particular testing and consultations with you. Again, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The phone number is 888-212-8871. You can get a free starter protocol with adjustments based on testing. As well, you can get a call back if you purchased any product in the last year. Anti-aging of the skin, hair, and nails involves the use of things to support collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid polymer, prevents wrinkling, it improves the strength of hair, and also the rebar inside your bones and connective tissues. We have Collagen Max, triples the rate of proline transhydroxylase, the NutriMeds Royal Jelly. Topically, we have pregnenolone cream and DHEA for skin health, and NutriSilver to kill any offs. As well, we can heal the body using HCG that increases growth hormone, and Red Deer Velvet DR that supports the building blocks 300 plus 6 hormones, as well as the use of NutriMed's Royal Jelly, as well as D2-ergothionine to stimulate the stem cells for regeneration. We have additional technologies which we can provide for you at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871 for the best health and beauty you can achieve with NutriMeds. NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system, raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com. CBD oil is known to be able to help to block pain, balance the immune system, and turn off the amazing stress response of the body. CBD oil can help to heal the body from autoimmune disease and suppressed cancer cells. So our CBD oil is the most powerful liposomal delivery system in the world at 37 milligrams per 1 ml dropper and 500 milligrams per 50 ml dropper bottle, with the most powerful absorbing technology in the planet with polyphenol liposomes to deliver the highest dosage across your cell membranes, your central nervous system, cardiovascular system, and immune systems. There's like liposomal CBD oil in order for the immune system to lock on receptors throughout the body, through the neuraxis, the immune cells, the liver, the kidneys, and all the solid organs, and even your stem cells. Nothing like liposomal CBD oil. Get it at Neutral Medical Doc at 888-212-8888. And so lots of stuff that's going on is pretty dang prophetic, isn't it?
There's a whole lot that's going on is quite prophetic. And you know, as far as Europe goes, and I've mentioned this scripture before, and I'll mention it again right now in passing. In Daniel 11:25, it talks about a leader called the King of the North, and the King of the North is going to develop a great army. And that's what we're starting to see the basic building blocks of. Now, I'm not into scaremongering. Okay, the reality is that, you know, it's not going to happen in the first Trump administration. And as I said on your show last week,
probably going to happen after 2024, right?
Won't happen even if he's reelected. Well, Armageddon won't happen during the time of Trump, although it's possible.
No. I think after 2024, yeah. It's sometime in the next decade or so, but it's not right away.
And even
no, no, no. And the thing that's interesting that you've laid this out is the number of things that Trump is doing are kind of polarizing things to actually push the Europeans, including what's going on with Boris now, that Mary May just kind of narrowly escaped a non-confidence vote, and then she kind of, you know, really didn't do well on the Brexit issue. The British eventually are going to leave. Because, in fact, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Nigel Farage, he was the big voice, if you will, behind getting Britain out in the first place. He's been screaming for years that the Brits ought to leave the UK. Anyway, there one thing that they've been saying since that no-confidence vote, and even before then, is, okay, we need a second referendum. And Nigel Farage is like, well, bring it on. He's because he thinks that the Brits will vote to leave anyway, particularly since some things we were talking about with Europe coming up with its own army, the end of nation states, et cetera, like that. Well, the Brits don't like that at all. And when the Brexit vote was going on, the remaining people, they're called Remainers, they're the ones who want to stay in the EU, they're saying, oh, no, no, the EU is just a bunch of nation states. It's kind of like it's just a trading thing. It's not a militaristic thing. It's not an empire. Well, right after the Brits vote to leave, but you see the top people in the EU, there are two presidents, Jean-Claude Juncker and Donald Tusk, going out and saying, hey, we need to have our own army. And so now if there's a Brexit vote again, we'll see if there is one. According to Nigel Farage, he thinks that the Brits will vote to leave anyway because they're seeing what's going on over there. So it's been interesting. And then tie that in with Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, regarding Brexit's interesting. He was only one of two kind of well-known semi-political leaders who was outside of the UK who supported Brexit. Okay. Barack Obama was opposed to Brexit, and he even told the UK, if you vote for Brexit, the United Kingdom will be at the back of the line for any negotiation with the United States on trade. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said, you'll be at the back of the queue. Now, since in America we don't use the term queue, I translated that into American speak, which is at the back of the line, is what Obama said. But Trump called for Brexit. He was in favor of it. There was a leader out of France, too, who wanted it. Now, when Trump called for it, the reason I said semi-political, Trump did not hold political office when he did.
Right.
He called for supporter, but he was a candidate for an office, but he wasn't right. Technically a politician, just a wannabe politician. So anyway, so he backed it. So right now over in the UK, they're trying to figure out what to do with this, but the UK ultimately is not going to be an equal partner with the EU.
Let me tell you what the primary reason why Britain is pulling out. It's not immigration is an aggravating issue, but the primary issue is the British pound. They don't want to be forced to use the euro currency because the British pound is the seat of the British system of money. There's more money stored in Jersey and Guernsey Island and the Grand Caymans in the Gulf of Mexico by the British and their corporations than all the nations on earth. And the British pound sterling backs it. So what happens is the British don't want to lose their pound sterling to the euro. And there's been a lot of pressure to kind of do something to either amalgamate it or set up some kind of standards to connect it. And the British don't want to lose that control. The other thing, of course, is immigration. London now, and there's so much immigration from Muslim countries in North Africa that they're causing a major climatic change or geopolitical change in Britain. And there's a lot of aggravated people there. Now, but the biggest problem is over money, like anything. You know, it comes down to money as to why the Britons are trying to leave Europe, because they'd rather have some kind of financial deal so they can still do trade, but they continue to have the British pound sterling, right?
Well, the British pound sterling was the world's reserve currency for a while, and it was actually because they would make a silver coin, if you will, out of this, and that was kind of the world standard. Now, I don't know anything about the Cayman Islands and those other places. I know there's some money there.
The total amount of money is quadrillions of dollars.
I don't know how much
trillions. There might be. It's a lot. It's a lot.
But didn't there's a couple other points that you mentioned. The Brits are concerned about sovereignty. They are concerned about immigration. They're concerned about trade. And they're also concerned, the people in Northern Ireland are kind of between a rock and a hard place. People in Northern Ireland, they prefer to be in the EU, but they also don't want a deal that the rest of Ireland ends up with them. In the actual constitution of the Republic of Ireland, it basically says that they want Northern Ireland. Okay? Now, they're claiming they're going to do it through an election or who knows what. But the people in Northern Ireland, most of them, I would say like 80%, maybe it's 90%, don't want to be part of the rest of Ireland. Okay?
They just want to be a part of Britain, but
that's
the problem
is
the Brits are desperately, for multiple reasons, trying to get out of the European connection where they have. See, what happens is a lot of the regulations in Britain, and I had an Irish politician on about 3.5 years ago, most of and then British politicians, most of the regulations that affect people, 85%, are done by bureaucrats in Brussels and Strasbourg. They're not done by elected politicians. And this is really aggravating to the people in Britain because the Brits are very, very independent. And, you know, the French and other nations are a little more passive. They put up with this crap, but the British aren't going to do that.
Yeah, well, they had an actual vote. The vote went a particular way. They tried to come up with a deal. By the way, as far as that deal that got creamed on Monday in the Parliament in Britain,
that
was the biggest defeat ever in modern times. But Nigel Farage, last month, actually said, or the month before, I think it was last month, he said it was the worst deal in world history. Now, I believe that was an exaggeration, but it was a deal that people did not want. So right now, the UK is supposed to leave the EU on the 29th of March, unless they get an extension or who knows what. So we'll see what they end up trying
to do. Let me tell you what that will precipitate. If Britain leaves, Europe is tanged by a financial thread. The economy in France and Italy hasn't grown in 10 years. So, and Germany is hanging on by its toenails because it's basically the main lender to Greece and all these other countries in Europe. It's basically their banker. And so if this happens, I think there's going to be major financial world consequences to Britain leaving. I think it's going to get. And if Britain does leave, stuff's going to happen, isn't it?
Well, certainly a lot of things are going to happen. And eventually Europe, as you indicated earlier in the prior session, is going to reorganize. And that's actually prophesied in the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the King of the North is coming, is what you're saying, Dr. Bob. Yeah. You can see the Bible says it. God says it. He lives in eternity. It's going to happen, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to happen.
Yeah. Amazing stuff, eh? Back in a moment. Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate, that's the organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .coms, 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get them at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. By the way, on the break you showed me something really cool, and I'm like one of those little toy dogs that knows his favorite treat is in front of him and he's jumping for the treat. So you told me about this 9 things written by Mr. Farah that are off limits to talk about or dissent about. Wow. I mean, this is a good list of Mr. Farah in the WorldNet Daily. I got to post this up. So you've got some comments on it. The first thing you want to say is about Mark Biltz, who I had on many years ago. I had to stop bringing him on. Somebody thinks he's able to figure things out, and he's not a prophet. And he's talking about these blood moons. I mean, there's a blood moon coming up real soon, and he's made all kinds of prophetic announcements about this. And, of course, he's been wrong before. So let's go through it.
Okay, well, two things. First, as far as putting the list up from Farah, I'll send you a link that's got his comments and my comments on that. So if you want,
give me comments afterward. I don't have that now. I just pull up the
page. I'll send you an email soon, and you'll get it.
Okay. Yeah, we should run through some of these because some of them we're going to have Dr. Tim Ball, who's a climatologist from Southern Vancouver Island, is one of the top climatologists in the world. They've been suing him through the United Nations through an attorney. 3 lawsuits in British Columbia because you don't have free speech there. And he's going to come on next Thursday in hour two to talk about what's going on there in the IPCC. This is really bad stuff. And Canada doesn't have free speech. It's evil what's going on in British Columbia. Please continue.
All right. Okay. Well, first of all, as I mentioned during the break, I wanted to just mention about the blood moon thing for a while. There's a blood moon that's supposed to come on the night of January 20th. It's a super wolf blood moon, blah, 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 blah. People like Mark Bills have been going out promoting that this is some type of sign from God. A few Jewish rabbis have claimed it has to do with Jews will have to come back to Israel or something like that. And they quote Joel 3, verses 3 to 5. But that talks about this happens before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And that doesn't start until after the Great Tribulation. Well, the Great Tribulation didn't start yet, and it's not going to start between now and next Monday or Tuesday, whenever, I guess, Monday it is.
Yeah, I think it's what's the end of the month, Monday.
It's not. It's
exactly,
not,
yeah.
It's not going to be, that can't happen then. And the basic reason I want to bring this up is that just because people quote the Bible and point to something doesn't mean that you got to pay attention to it.
Well, you have to be a locksmith of the Lord, and there's three qualifications. Number one, the Bible interprets itself, so you can't just take one scripture out of context. The second thing, you have to be given insight by the Lord in order to how to interpret it, become a locksmith. And the third, it has to be something that agrees with the overall eschatology of what God's plan is. And if all three things are not there, you can dismiss them. So Mark Bills should be dismissed, right?
Yeah, well, what he keeps doing is he sees signs. And, you know, I'm going to read from Jeremiah 10 from the Net Bible, because people will find this interesting. It says, God says, don't be in awe of the signs that occur in the sky, even though the nations hold them in awe, for the religion of these people is worthless. Okay, so basically, Jeremiah is warning that, you know, just because there's something in the sky doesn't necessarily mean it's from God. And that's what's going on with this. Now, even though I do like lots of things that are WorldNet Daily, they've pushed Bilts a bit much and this blood moon stuff. But now I wish they wouldn't. And I've tried to talk to Joseph Farrar, and he doesn't seem to be interested in that, but maybe someday he will. He will be. But anyway, he did have a good list. And I sent you the list, and I sent you my link, by the way, a moment ago. I don't know if you've gotten it, checked your email yet, but I sent it to you. Anyway, his article's called Top 9 Things You Can't Talk Freely About in America.
Right.
And I'd like to actually start by reading two questions that he has at the beginning of the article. He says, remember when you could talk about anything in America without fear of retribution, shaming, or harassment? Do you recall when media was a plural noun implying a multitude of voices? Well, you and I can. We've been around long enough. Okay.
Right.
He says, the internet before Facebook, Apple, Amazon, Netflix, and Google set the rules for what you could say, what you couldn't say.
Right.
And so he starts off by evolution. So I want to read what he said, and then I can make a couple of comments.
Right.
It's evolution. He says, we went from a time when God's creation was accepted as fact to a time when public schools can't even teach about it as a legitimate theory or even a possibility. Evolution has gone from theory to a fact in academia, while the evidence has gone the other direction. Now, Farrar is totally correct about this, and I've mentioned this on your program before.
Right.
And I might have even done it recently. We had a school teacher down the street from high school here who got suspended because he brought up some errors in evolution. And
right.
A local paper here ran an article or a letter to the editor, and the title was, there is no other view of evolution. Like, the science has already been fixed.
Right.
And the almost funny thing is, now that was about 3-4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. The funny thing was, last year, at least two studies in pro-evolutionary medical, these scientific journals came out and said, guess what, guys? We got a big problem with evolution. We can't find all these intermediate species. It looks like a bunch of them all popped up at the same time.
Then you know why? It's called punctuated recreation. God creates, boom. And if, in fact, organisms that didn't work created de novo and whole, they couldn't exist. They would not. It's like trying to build a machine that's going to fly or drive. If all the parts aren't there, it doesn't exist.
Well, you may have heard me say this before. As a matter of fact, I told somebody this earlier today. Talk about evolution for half a moment as the origin of life. They, first of all, they claim that somehow all these amino acids lined up, and it must happen because there's so many planets and et cetera, and so many billions of years these could line up. All right, I'll give them all these amino acids. I don't think they could line up or form, but we'll just give it to them. Okay, we're going to give them that. What's going to happen? Not a thing. Okay, I sell amino acids in our practice, and you probably sell some.
Right.
I haven't seen any of them develop into life.
No.
If you pour water on them and some living thing gets into them, that's different. But they're not going to spring to life. And, you know, you and I, when we went to school, we were taught that people who believed that dead things or inanimate objects who become alive, that was a superstition.
Right.
So science disproved what's called abiogenesis, which means it just does something alive comes alive. The first, even though we gave them all this stuff, it's not alive, it's not going to work. Second,
right.
Let's let it go alive. First thing that's going to happen, well, they said it happened in water, right? So the first thing that's going to happen is it's going to dissipate because water is a universal solvent and this thing doesn't have a membrane.
Right.
Because it didn't know it needed a membrane. But we're going to give it a membrane because, you know, we got to help the evolutionists out here a little bit. Next part of their theory falls down because this thing is going to die. Why? Because it doesn't know it needs to eat. And then, if it knows it needs to eat, it has to find something to eat. So maybe if it's in the water and it's got a membrane, it'll bump into something. Okay, then how does it eat it? Well, it didn't know it needed a digestive system in order to eat, so it's going to die.
Right.
And if it ate it and did have a digestive system, what's going to happen? Yes, it's going to die. Why is it going to die? Because it didn't know it needed to have a reproductive system. And what's interesting about all this is Charles Darwin said that if the cell was more complicated than he thought it was, this his entire theory breaks down, would break down. And a few years after he wrote that, DNA was discovered.
Right.
And without DNA, none of those things happen. Okay? So their whole theory breaks down. But anyway, Farrar's comment is, look, you can't even teach the truth. They won't let you do it anymore.
Well, they don't want to because of the political agenda behind the so-called theory of evolution. I've changed the word from evolution to evil hyphen you, while you shun. Evil you. You like that?
Yeah, well, part of the reason they want to accept it is because if there's a God, then maybe God has instructions and God will tell you how to live and you should have to listen to God.
Life is a condensation of the voice of God, but the best way to describe it. The condensation of the intention of the Creator, de novo and whole.
Now, this next point on Farrar's list, you and I might have a little disagreement with, and this has to do with man-made climate change. And first of all, he's correct when he says some news organizations like CNN are no longer interested in sources they characterize as deniers. Those who are skeptical about the urgent need to reorder the world's economic and political systems around the priority of lowering carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere. And since I hear your bumper music...
I can hear the bumper, so we're going to come back, and this is an interesting topic, because I'm going to bring on Tim Ball, who's been on for years over my show, and he's been sued for 8 years by the IPCC. Yeah, this is an interesting topic, and we'll dissect it when we come back.
A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide your recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Daigle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Daigle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Diabetes is a condition that we can reverse by reversing insulin resistance in the tissue. I start with Verstatin that reduces glucagon as well, another hormone that's elevated as well as insulin. Biotin Plus, which is very important, and the use of our other chromium cruciferate that's a organic chromium, as well as glycemics, a special drink that will lower your total blood insulin and sugar by lowering the surge of carbohydrates coming into your body by lowering the glycemic index of all your meals. So, .com's 888-212-8871 diabetic protocol will reduce your need for drugs and insulin, dramatically reducing heart and vascular disease and prevent you from developing terminal illness. It'll increase the ingress of sugar into your muscles, insulin resistance in your tissues and vascular disease, and prevent neurological problems from developing. Get it at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com. Obviously, there's many other drivers for the nonlinear system called the Earth's climate. And the United Nations and the IPCC are a bunch of nuts. I call them enviromaniacs.
Well, you know, look, you mentioned, as you mentioned on the break, I don't think you said it on the air, but on the break you mentioned, you know, there's all this pollution in the oceans, and that shouldn't happen. Okay,
right,
people should not be going around polluting. I think that's fine. But the problem is, they want to go into a new world order political system. Pope Francis promoted it in his encyclical called Laudato Si. The United Nations pushed it. Then you had the Paris Climate Accords. And if you look at all the details, if it was just, how can we clean up the ocean? Let's just use that one as an example.
Right.
Okay? That would be fantastic. But it's beyond that. They're putting in a social agenda. They're talking about their
population control and everything.
Yeah, control and all this kind of stuff. And so that's why we're really, really becomes a problem.
Yeah.
But the next one is on his list. He's talking about Donald Trump, and you know, you can get in trouble if you wear a "Make America Great Again" hat. Now, I don't own a hat like that, but I think, how can I put this? People should be able to, if they want to wear a hat like that, that's their right. If you want to wear one that says Nancy Pelosi is the greatest thing, that's, I think, in the United States, that you should be able to do that. But unfortunately, that's not going on. And the next part he mentioned is about illegal immigration. He says you can't have a free and open debate about it without being called names like a hater, a bigot, or a racist. Did you hear what happened with David Webb?
No,
Sure. Okay, look at the link I sent you. And let me tell you what happened.
Okay, that's the recent link. You're not talking about the link. You gave me a link.
What I emailed you 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, and it says here that the okay.
I don't find David Webb, and I'll tell you what happened while you're
okay. Well, you're, the link I have here basically is this one to Luke Cogwriter, but I don't have another link about David.
It's in that article. It's in there.
Oh, it's within the article. So if I pull up the article, which I have, the one that you have at Cogwriter, which is Cogwriter.com, David Webb will be in there if I search for his name, right?
Yes. So let me tell you what happened with David Webb.
Here it is, David Webb, the segment named Tuesday during a Sirius XM show hosted by David Webb, who is also a contributor to Fox News. His guest during the segment was Areva Martin, a civil rights attorney and CNN legal analyst. Okay, you continue, please. I got it.
So he talking with Areva Martin, and she says, well, David, he talked about his rise in media, and he said he thought qualifications were more important than his skin color. So
right.
She says to him, well, David, that's a whole another long conversation about white privilege and things you have the privilege of doing that.
Oh, I heard that on the news because the guy's black. I mean, and he's a conservative black man.
Right. He says, how does he benefit? And she says, by the virtue of being a white male. And he says, well, I hate to break this to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black. And my point on that is that, you know, sometimes people are using racial things improperly. You've got people out there who seem to be able to get away with making anti-Semitic comments, and they don't seem to have the same thing happen to them as some people who make comments regarding other groups. Now, I'm against racism. I don't think you should go out and say bad things about different races because they're race and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you've gotten to the point where in this country, sometimes if some stuff is discussed, you know, it can't be discussed anymore, which is terrible. Anyway, number five on the list, we'll see how quickly we can get to this. You're talking about Muslim terrorism. And what's interesting about that is that it's interesting when I watch reports, including from places like Voice of America, which is supposed to be from the United States government, et cetera, as well as over in Europe. When there's a terrorist event, they bend over backwards to not say it's an Islamic terrorist event until they finally have to. That, to me, has been interesting. And
that's because there's a dark alliance between Islam. And what's interesting is the left think Islam is going to tolerate the left, but in fact, the Islam wants to eat alive the left once it actually wins its control of any country or territory. Islam's not going to tolerate the left, are they?
Oh, no. There's an Islamic State in their their magazine called The Beak, basically says there's two parts of the left, the West, the religious part and the non-religious. And they don't like the religious part for various reasons, and the non-religious because of their stands on things such as homosexuality and abortion and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. If you do abortions in Islam, you get your head and hands cut off before Friday morning prayers.
Well, anyway, again, all the Muslims I've ever dealt with have been fine, but the fact is that a lot of these people who are doing terrorist acts are claiming Islam, and if that's a fact, it should be able to be a fact in the news, and most times they don't want you to say it.
52% of the 10.6 million Muslims in their own internal polls support Sharia law in America, and 20% would do violence against other Americans if voted by Islam. Period. That's their own internal polls. Wow. Not good.
The Bible warns about terrorism coming up. Well, anyway, the sixth thing on his list was Roe versus Wade. This is supposed to be a settled matter of law. And the reality is the states don't like it. It's crammed down their throats. And we'll see what happens with the Supreme Court and some cases that will get there later.
Tony Barrett's going to actually be appointed this year or next.
We shall see.
Ruth Bader, I call Gator instead of Bader. I changed her name to Gator, like alligator. She's not showing up, and she's not taking more treatment for her cancer. She's out. So she'll be gone in a few months, and Bader Ginsburg, Coney Barrett, who has seven children, is an illegal genius, and is the top female candidate to be a Supreme Court nominee. I'm putting money on it. I don't gamble. She's going to be the next nominee. They're going to replace a woman with a woman.
Okay, now here's another one. This one is relatively new in the last couple of years. This is from Joseph Farah's list. Number seven, gender. And I'm going to read what he wrote. He says, can you believe we can no longer identify men and women based on biology without fear of discrimination and accused of biases or bigotry? It's true.
I call the Gillette effect, you know, like toxic masculinity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, what I've said in this, I want you to expand on it. The globalists want one gender and 56, well, sorry, one sex and 56 genders. So in other words, they basically want to have one sex, which is like a unisex, neither male nor female, and you can kind of decide or kind of mutate, and then you want to have 56 genders, including transhuman.
It is bizarre.
Bizarre, the most extreme. You know, it's like right out of some kind of Star Wars movie or something.
Yeah, and what's bizarre is that, you know, they're trying to say, if you don't believe this, you have binary thinking. Well, how many of your listeners have ever used a computer? Or probably even a cell phone? Well, you know, all the computer logic is binary, okay?
Yeah.
Computers are pretty stupid. They only know ones and zeros. They're
exactly.
Totally binary. Yes, no, on, off. People don't know that because all the code that goes into it. But that's all they are. And the reality is God made humans male and female. And you think about the purpose of that with reproduction, et cetera. And these other variations don't fit with that at all.
And by the way, it's not just reproduction. The structure of our character and our intellect and our ability to multitask is interdigitated. So when you have a husband and wife, they're well-balanced. They make a good family unit. The actual societal structure or unit is the family. In fact, the only sacred institution is not the church. It's the family. People don't know that. God made the only sacred institution the family. Interesting, eh?
Well, I would think a church should be a sacred institution, but as far as the marriage, yes, the family. I mean, God created...
Well, the church itself is built on units of families. Without sacred families that honor God's law, there is no building blocks for either a church or a society. It doesn't exist. It can't be... Mom and Pop can't be, you know, the state. You know, birthing you in birthing units, which, by the way... If they get their way, and these crazy women that don't realize 93% of abortions are female worldwide, 20 years from now, if these globalists had their way, you'll have to submit your gametes or get a punch biopsy, your forearm to make ova and sperm, and you come visit the birthing center, and Planned Parenthood will be actually growing babies for you in a government-sponsored uterine facility. That's where things are going, isn't it?
Well, those things might get there, because Jesus will come and stop that before it happens.
Exactly.
Okay. That won't happen, but that's the right direction they're going.
I call that the Luciferic wet dream of the globalists. What do you think of that?
Well, let's just say it's definitely a Luciferic dream they have. God's not going to allow it to be at a certain point.
Yeah, I've changed the name by Luciferian to Loose Fairies. Do you like that?
Hadn't thought of that one.
That's pretty twisted, eh? Oh, amazing list. I'm glad you brought that up today. That was pretty involved. We could actually expand on it much more, but we covered the highlights. Thank you, Dr. Bob. We'll see you next Thursday. Amazing program. And we'll communicate over the weekend, try to get you going on. I need to talk to your guy, Mr. Bill, your computer tech guy. I've been trying to play phone tag back and forth, but I'll get a hold of him. And coming up tomorrow, The Firing Line, Harley Schlanger and Gary Richard Arnold.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.